Welcome back, Corin McKinney, Economics, not Economics, Politics. Actually, we should be calling it McKinney Politics. I think in this particular week, he has probably given 90% of the important topics, and I really, really admire him for doing that. Jimmy does a lot of study, spends a lot of time on current events in politics. We're going to wrap up the show right now with our opinions of Joe Biden. I think you know what most of them are. I'm going to ask Jimmy to start out, and then I'll come in also.
Yeah, so, Al, there's an interesting dilemma that's facing the Democratic Party right now. Nate Silver, he's the founder of 538. It's a kind of a Democrat left, polling authority, tries to be neutral, whatever, but he's very much supports, progressive ideologies. But he actually has done an article, and he lays it out that it's a problem right now for the Democrats that they're going to have a very difficult time getting out of. And here's the dilemma. So Joe Biden is diminishing in capacity. We've talked about, many, many times. It's fairly late to get a new candidate in, and the Democratic Party has been very careful to ensure that no other candidate, a Robert Kennedy Jr., for example, or a Marianne Williamson, or even a more mainstream Democratic candidate, they've not allowed anybody to step into the race. So as Joe Biden diminishes, there's really not an opportunity to get another player in to get them on the ballots. And a lot of this is technicalities within the voting system in order to get people registered to fund, to apply for candidacies in these states as you're moving towards the primary. That's not to say that the Democratic Party can't do it, but what it does say is that it's going to be very problematic for them to kind of fill a gap if Joe Biden can't make it. Another problem that the Democrats are facing with
Jimmy, I missed that one.
I said another problem that the Democrats are facing with Joe Biden is his backup right now, for some reason he doesn't make it, would be Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is the vice president, would fill the position if Joe Biden was either, incapacitated, died in office, or basically removed because of an impeachment. She's less liked and actually probably reviled in many cases, in many circles, and has a very bad problem with management of her own vice presidential staff. You've seen that with a massive turnover in communications directors and chiefs of staff, and basically is not apparently a good person to work for, has been obviously shown in her positions in California, both as senator and prior to that as attorney general, as a corrupt individual who's willing to do whatever it takes, sleeping with Willie Brown, the former speaker in the California Assembly, a very powerful politician. She's willing to do anything to keep in power. And the people around her are going to protect her because they want to see a black woman get into the office. So there is an internal fight already between, another potential candidate to fill for Joe Biden. And the third biggest problem is, as Nate Silver says, it's too late probably to replace him. The third problem is he's just not going to be able to stand up in a debate against Donald Trump or any other candidate as we go forward, and they will keep him away from the debate. That's fine. But the problem is his policies on economics, on the border, on crime are not liked by most Americans. He has a very dismal popularity rating. It's actually going down. And not only that, his economic numbers are in the 75% range of dissatisfaction. And of course, with his age, again, 3/4 of Americans think he's too old to run. So they're in a dilemma, and I don't know how they're going to get out of it, Al. It's very problematic for them if they stick with him. If they push him out and Kamala Harris goes up, or a guy like Gavin Newsom comes in and steps in at the last minute, it's a very difficult situation for the Democrats to actually show strength and to not show their hand that they've been manipulating the system from the beginning.
Well, I would have to kind of agree with that one. The only thing I can say that I feel very, very strongly about is I have been studying President Biden for a long time. I watch his body language every time he's on television. I watch his speech delivery every time it's shown. And I have to say, I just think, honestly, that he is too frail a human being to garner the respect of a couple of country leaders that have to respect the United States. Xi Jinping, certainly, and Vladimir Putin. I feel... Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, Al, Joe Biden's not making any decisions. He's got staffers that are preparing documentation for him to sign and to speak. He has no idea. He's not managing policy right now.
Yeah, okay.
It's influencers. It's people like Tom Donilon, who's, you know, the senior analytical chief for BlackRock, former national security advisor for Barack Obama.
Right.
It's people like, it was Susan Rice and Ron Klain. Now it's this new guy. I can't remember his name. These people behind the scenes, they're actually driving the direction of it, of the policy in the U.S. It's not elected, it's not an elected Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not actually running the country. People are running Joe Biden. That's apparent. Now, how much the American people realize that, they agree with you. The vast majority say he's not able to run anymore. Well over 60, 65 to 70% believe that exactly as you do. The problem comes down to how much money and how many people are manipulating the system behind the scenes that keep that information from the population, but actually control the vote and the outcomes in these key districts and key cities. And unfortunately, Republicans that want to protect the system as it is are just as liable and just as much a part of this as anybody else.
That's interesting you should say that, Jimmy. I have never heard that particular opinion about the Republican Party, that they are as much to blame for where we are right now as the President of the United States. I simply haven't heard that before.
The Republicans are the old school Rhino Republicans, the Mitt Romneys, the Mitch McConnells, the Paul Ryans, the people that liked that the way the system worked before.
Yeah.
They're the ones that created the conditions and undermined the globalists, the financial institutions that actually supported Republican candidates. They're the these Republican candidates, the ones I'm talking about, not all of them. I'm talking about the old school mentality that really hate the Donald Trump ideas. They hate him because they are afraid of him. That will take away the financial interests, and the financial interests drive what's happening in America right now.
Yeah.
And those Republicans right there are the ones that cost Donald Trump the election in 2020. They're the ones that actually sided with the Democrats because they wanted to see, quote, a more stable system. But they also wanted to support somebody who would be viable, that they could control. And that was what they thought was Joe Biden. But the unfortunate reality is you give an inch, you're actually giving up a mile with this type of corruption.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, how much time we got here? We're up to about 9 minutes. But I've got to tell you, I think that this personally, if you look at the Biden presidency realistically, and if you look at it unemotionally, I think it's kind of a sad way for a 50-year politician who has done some good things and who is viewed by a lot of people as being a real gentleman. Now we've got the Hunter Biden, baggage, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's a real shame that that's the way he's going out. Jimmy, we got 30 seconds. Wrap it up, bud.
Yeah, Joe Biden appeared on the surface because he was a good politician to be that kind of nice old guy. But the reality is underneath it, there's a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness, and a lot of control. We're seeing that with the corruption. You saw it with the incident like Tara Reid and the accusations of rape. You see it behind the scenes with the pedophilia, the grabbing people's hands, you know, those types of issues. The people he supports, to me, does not show someone that's looking out for the best interests of Americans.
I would agree. Gotta go, Jimmy. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this has been one of the best shows in a long time. Please join us next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.